McDonnell representatives said that ABC privatization would generate a minimum of $500 million for transportation. Included in the proposal would be the sale of 1,000 retail licenses, which would be auctioned in three tiers. 600 licenses for large establishments like grocery stores, 250 for convenience stores and retail pharmacies, and 150 for smaller package stores. This will triple the amount of retail locations licensed to sell liquor in the Commonwealth. Currently, there are 332 ABC stores, all of which would cease to exist under the governor's proposal. The primary methods for replacing the nearly $330 million in annual revenue generated by the ABC stores will be a $17.50 excise tax per gallon on distilled spirits, and an optional 2.5% tax that would allow restaurants to buy liquor directly from a wholesaler as opposed to picking up spirits from a retailer. The governor's senior policy advisor, Eric Finkbeiner, says consumers would not see increased prices because of the deal.
What we've done with the gallonage tax is replace the existing excise tax and the markup, so there's no tax increase. Before ABC collected the tax, now a private wholesaler retailer is going to collect the tax.
Though the proposal still has to gain legislative approval. 2 weeks ago, Senate Majority Leader Dick Sasslaw said the proposal would be dead on arrival in the Senate and face significant opposition in the House. Senator Mary Margaret Whipple said yesterday that she still has concerns after hearing the details of the proposal.
The number of stores, 1,000 stores, three times as many as we have now, that sounds like a lot of stores to me. I have not heard from a single constituent. Not a single constituent has been in favor of this. Just the whole notion that we should drink more so we can drive more really bothers me.
The governor has said for months that ABC privatization, as well as other government reforms, would be part of a special session this fall. However, he hinted for the first time yesterday that building support in the legislature may delay his plans.
I've carried bills in the General Assembly that have taken 22 years to get done, about six or seven on my own, so I'm pretty persistent. I just think that the business case and the revenue case and the transportation case are so compelling. If people are interested in transportation and they're interested in trying big ideas and not defending an outdated monopoly, then they'll give us an honest chance to get this passed.
Governor McDonnell says that the annual revenue generated from liquor sales will be about $20 million less after the stores are sold, though he says that is a negligible amount in a $36 billion annual budget. McDonnell's Government Reform Commission will hold their final meeting on October 4th. Where they will most likely vote to send the privatization plan to the General Assembly for legislative approval. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.